546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. The resurrection. Went to the tomb, people were weeping, mourning. Jesus looked, and he looked up to the Father and said, Father, I thank you. He said, this prayer is not for me, but for them that are around me. And then with a loud voice, he said, Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. And you know the story. Lazarus came hopping out with his grave clothes on. And when he came out, the people, of course, they marveled. Martha had told him, he said, listen, wait a minute, Jesus. He been dead 4 days. You know he stinks, right? You know the all the balms have worn off by now, and he tell somebody there's another fragrance. Come on, come on. There's another fragrance in the air. Fragrance of Holy Spirit is in the air. He came hopping out, he said, unwrap him, and the others had to unwrap the grave clothes. But my point is this, once he was resurrected, see, he was already a good friend. Tell somebody, Jesus is my friend, my good friend, my best friend. But after he died, in John, the Bible says where Jesus was, Lazarus was there. You see, Jesus was with his disciple when Lazarus died. He wasn't with him. But after his resurrection, everywhere you saw Jesus, you saw Lazarus. Everywhere you saw Jesus, you saw Lazarus. And when people heard about what happened to brother Lazarus, how he had been resurrected, people came to see him. But when they came to see him, because he was walking in resurrection life, he was always with Jesus. And so when they saw him, they saw Jesus and they believed on Jesus and their lives were changed. Tell somebody there's something bigger than you. See, God will resurrect you for other people. There's much land to be taken, many souls to be saved, and he needs people that are resurrected, not just restored. Resurrected, those that have died. Do you understand? To themselves and are resurrected in Christ. Don't fear people. See, we're not here to persuade men. We're here to serve God. Somebody can be saying that your life is so boring that you know you, because you're dying to self. You're dying to some wrong affections. And they can say your life is boring and this, that. But don't worry. Give God 4 days. He'll wait till other people think your life stinks. God said, I'm about to raise them up and put the fragrance of my spirit on them so that the fragrance of the knowledge of me will be smelled by them, by people all around them. Everywhere they go, they'll smell a fragrance and they'll be drawn to me. Amen. Everywhere you go, impacting everybody that you encounter with the Spirit of God. We're in a series called The Higher Life. And that's what this is all about. This is what our praise is for. This is what our worship is for. Not a routine, not church as usual. Each time we praise, open our mouth to sing songs of Zion, we are singing unto the Lord. So I like about the praise team, they don't sing for the Lord, they're singing to the Lord. We're singing to the Lord. Get that in your mind. Get that picture in your mind. We are singing to the Lord. We are worshiping the Lord. We're not just singing words to a song. We are singing to him. And after a while, guess what? He'll start singing back to you. Oh, yes, he will. You'll hear him singing back to you. Amen. The high life. And today we're looking at what did I entitle this? The transfer. And this is part two of the transfer. Without teaching anything this morning, some things were transferred to us. Amen. That doesn't always take a preacher to open his mouth. God can do things by himself. There are times where silence is golden, where God, the Holy Spirit, is doing it all by himself. Amen? So don't just wait on the preacher when praises, when songs of Zion, when you hear the sound of abundance of rain, take your victory lap. And start jumping up and down. Do what you couldn't do before. Amen. And let God be God. Amen. Get out of your place. Get out of that comfort zone. Amen. And get ugly. Get a little radical for the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, there's something there to break. See, the water gets troubled. You got to jump in it. Stop waiting for people to put you in it and get in it yourself. If you can't walk, roll over into it. Get in there somehow. Tell somebody there's room in there for you. Back in the day, it was just the first one to get in, but the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, they get in now, they'll get theirs too. Tell somebody there's enough for all of us. Anybody that'll get in, you'll never be the same. The transfer. There's something coming at you fast. I'll use the analogy I used this morning. The well-known preacher that drove on the Autobahn, driving a Porsche, because a Porsche is fast. Audi, whatever it was moving fast, 130, 140 miles an hour. He had the pedal to the middle. Amen. See, in some of our lives, we don't have the pedal to the middle. We got it on cruise control. And we chilling, listening to our tunes. Nothing wrong with that on the highway. But when you're on the spiritual highway, you need to put your pedal to the metal. How many know God wants it all? And he has a right. And he's not a hard taskmaster or one that will place limitations on you or misuse or abuse you or do you wrong. That's the devil. We had enough of that. He's a hard taskmaster. He promises and don't come through. But God wants all of you. Because any part of you that's not given to him is susceptible to attack. Tell somebody right now, God wants it all. Why? Anything placed in his hands is blessed. I say anything placed in God's hands is blessed. Something's coming towards you. Soon it's going to overtake you. I said, soon it's going to overtake you. The preacher was doing 130, I think it was, on the Autobahn. Pedal to the metal. Couldn't get it no further down. You ever drove a car like that? I just floored it as... But in his rearview mirror, he saw two little lights. Way in the distance. He was floored it, just enjoying the Autobahn. But as he was driving, the lights got brighter and brighter and brighter until the car that he saw way back there overtook him. He said it overtook him like he was standing still. Yet he was doing 130. The Lamborghini had to be doing 180. Y'all ain't hear me. You know, they got police cars right now in Italy that do 100, 200 miles an hour. How many of the thief can't get away now? Tell somebody you need to upgrade. Get you something faster so you can overtake the perpetrators. When we had an altar call a couple of weeks ago, God quickened that into my spirit, and I spoke to you, and I want to reinforce it in your life. God said, just as that car overtook the driver, blessings from God. with your name on it are coming up fast in your rearview mirror. And if you will keep your pedal to the metal and not get on a cruise control, not get lazy, not get, amen, lukewarm with God, but keep it going as hard, as fast as you can, God said, I'm going to cause it to overtake you. Are you ready to be overtaken? Are you ready for your life to be infiltrated? Amen. I'm ready. Tell somebody, I'm ready. We're going to deal with our soul until our soul says yes. We prosper as our soul lives in God. What I'm going to keep establishing is our point of reference. Our divine point of reference has to be the Lord. That's where everything starts. There's a reference point. It's like a compass. You know, no matter where you are in the world, how lost you are, how deep in the woods you are, when you look at that compass, it'll always show you true north. When you can't see nothing, a cloudy day, you know, and no sun, no stars, it'll show you north. Amen. We have a reference point, and that is the Lord. We prosper. Say it with me. We prosper as we live, as our soul lives in God. When our soul ceases living in God, we can gain stuff, but it becomes stuff that's eventually going to be a weight or a sin. Abraham and Lot, they both prospered in Egypt. God told them not to go down there. But they went. And the first thing, Abraham had to lie about Sarah. See, if your prosperity is based upon a lie, you might well give it all away. Give it all away, because it's not going to do you good in the end. He had to lie about his wife. And when Pharaoh found out, we know the story well, his nephew Lot was with him. And because of Abraham, Lot was laden with things as well. When Pharaoh found out and God threatened him, he thrust Abraham out. They came out of Egypt with their riches, wealthy. But in the midst of all of that was the seed that would be the thorn in his side. And that was Hagar, a maidservant. See, so in all what they got based upon a lie, the enemy had that recognize. If we don't receive it from God and we don't receive it properly, don't receive it. I think it's a song that says, what is for me, it is for me. God, what is for you, it is for you. Huh? What God has for me, it is for me. In Acts chapter 17, verse 28, we looked at that verse. It's in him we live and we move and we have our being. Tell somebody God is jealous. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.